Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, born 5/21/1961, scene 1230. Miss Gordon is a 63-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with diagnosis of chronic systolic congestive heart failure, number one. Number two, hypertension. Number three, diabetes type 2. Number three, diabetic kidney disease, stage 3B, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation, period. Patient is in her third benefit period at this time, period. Brenda also has a history of peripheral vascular disease, had a foot injury about last week that she's complaining of swelling on the right side. Patient would like to get an x-ray done. This has been discussed with the hospice director of nursing as well, period. Patient wounds on the right foot, which was a result of a foreign body and surgery, has now resolved, period. New paragraph, patient does have shortness of breath, does have shortness of breath with activity and at rest. Patient does not wear oxygen at this time. Patient has symptoms of neuropathy in the lower extremity. Patient is wheelchair bound, has a PPS score of 50%, period. She's married, has three children. She's originally from Houston, Texas, used to do data entry when she was working, period. Patient's blood sugar today was in the 80s, has been in the 70s and 80s. Patient uses a couple of pillows because of symptoms of orthopnea and PND related to her heart failure. Patient also has lower extremity edema related to her heart failure, period. Patient is weak, patient is tired, patient gets short of breath once again with activity, or true saturation today was at 96% with a pulse of 92. Patient does have oxygen available, her true sat drops dramatically with any type of activity, as has been noted by the nurses, period. Her MAC on the right side is 44 centimeter, period. Patient does require pain medication on a regular basis. Patient does have a nebulizer available to her, but she's not using it at this time. Patient continues to decline with increased shortness of breath, chest pressure, shortness of breath both at rest and with activity, obesity, possible sleep apnea, sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day. Patient is responsive to person, place, and time. And patient belongs in New York Heart Association Class 4 regarding her heart failure. Let me see if there's anything else in her record I'd like to put in. One second.